If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube reviewing for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Good morning. We are live here. It is a Tobin and Leroy show. No Tobin, definitely Leroy, definitely Brittany. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Brittany, you got a mood light on in there?
It always looks like this, so I'm not really sure why you're questioning me.
I don't know.
It looks a little moody today.
Yeah.
It always looks like this. I always
look
have.
Like we need to play some Anya or something.
You know what it is? It's a sunset background that she has on the computer.
Yeah.
That kind of adds to the ambiance for sure.
Man, my face hurts.
Why? What happened?
Because I never have hair.
You know, I did notice that, but I didn't realize. Yeah, that would make sense. Never. And after a while of not growing it, you would probably feel it now.
Tried 40 years.
Wow. That long?
I don't think I've ever had this much facial hair. Because really? The last time I did it, it hurt when I was a kid. I've been shaving since I was 15.
Dang. What are you just stunting on Tobin? Just showing him what he can't
do?
No,
I can't, dude.
Oh, man.
And
need me to shave you, Leroy? I'll go over there and shave you.
Let me explain something to you.
All right.
There's nothing worse than you shaving yourself your whole life. And then having your wife say, I can do that. You want me to take care of you? I'm like, absolutely not. I'll look like a woolly mammoth before, because there's certain things that men do that you have to be careful around. Like when you, if you cut your own hair, right? Even if it's a bald head.
Yeah.
You know the spots you got to get to. You know how you got to turn your head to make sure you get behind the ears and stuff like that. My wife go at it like she just mowing grass.
Oh, no, I get it.
Yeah,
my mom used to cut my hair. She cut my ear.
Right. Like, and like, she doesn't understand how the clippers go. Like, there's an angle you got to do the clippers. You can't just go at it like, you know. And
you
so
know, I'm surprised by that. Big Spoon is an artist. I would expect her to know better.
But, dude, Big Spoon ain't got facial hair. She don't understand. She ain't never had to give herself a buzz cut. So she don't understand, you know, the angles of the clippers and stuff like that. Or if you go too steep, it'll actually cut you.
I kind of like it. What do you think, Brittany? What do you think of this look here? Do you think you like what you're seeing? Is it weird?
No, I don't like it. I'm sorry, Leroy. Yeah. It ages you a bit too.
Before the surgery, I cut everything off.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did see that, and that was,
you know, Rebecca called me.
What she call you?
Rubals.
Oh, okay.
She said you look like a sack.
That's a point for Rebecca.
I'm like, what are we doing? Like
you did
kind of
look
to college, and now all of a sudden you coming into your own with the jokes. What are we doing?
I mean, hey, a point is a point. Nothing you can do about that one. But
she said, well, you didn't have to tell everybody. I'm like, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah. You know what? Again, a point is a point. If it's objectively funny, it's allowed.
Yeah, of course.
As you can see, our boy Tobin is out today. I'm not sure what he's doing. I don't even know.
It's last weekend before school starts.
Oh, okay. Wow, West Palm starts early.
They start on the 3rd. They start on the 3rd? Yeah. No. Let me correct that. Teachers start on the 3rd. They start the following week. But next week he got the kids.
Heard. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Last week. The summer's flown by. Man.
The biggest way to piss me and Tobin off between each other is when you call and give a heads up well in advance.
Yeah.
And then we screw it up. Because I remember one time I sent him a text like 2 weeks earlier saying, hey, I'm out on this day. Right. Yeah. And then at 10:05, everybody blowing me up. Like, where are you? Where are you? Because my thing is this. If I told you that I'm showing up and I don't show up, something serious happened. Right? Yeah. Like, you can mark it. Brittany, if I ever say I'm working on that day and then I'm in an accident, something happened. Because I will call somebody.
I've actually been in the studio and Tobin has been in fear to check on Leroy because he didn't want to get scolded. So it was like, I don't know, one of them 59 moments.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want to call Leroy? And he's like, nope. He said he's going to come. He's going to be there.
Yeah. But that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Right. That's how it should be. If you tell somebody you're going to be somewhere or whatever, when they get close, you don't have to start putting up signals. You're like, no, they'll be here. It's a grown man. Right.
Yeah.
So, So that's usually with me. If I tell you I'm going to be somewhere. Right. And in some cases, in a lot of cases, I'll text and say, ooh, I'm cutting it close. And I'll get there 10 minutes early. But I just like you can't control traffic.
Yeah, you are pretty good with that. You are pretty good with the communication, Leroy.
No, because I know how I feel. I get angst. You know what I mean? So
that 6 in the morning, though. So, you know, you may sometimes run late or something. Remember when we used to do 6 in the morning, though? That was a wrap. If at some point you realize, like, you overslept or something like that.
Yeah, you can't just make that up. But here's the deal. I got so used to playing football and going out and then having to go to practice. I had my trip time to the second almost. So I knew that when we had the 6 o'clock show, I had to leave my house no later than 5:20.
Yeah, I was gonna say like 5:22.
It was like that. Right? So yeah, if Brittany, you would love that 6 o'clock show.
Are you being sarcastic? Because I would absolutely hate that.
It's an ungodly time to wake up. That is what I would say every morning. Like, this is just the best way to describe it. It is an ungodly time to wake up.
And you know what's crazy? Like, I used to get excited. Like, I love the morning show. Get my work in, and I'm done. I could go to the gym. I could go golfing. I could do whatever.
Yeah.
One small problem. All your friends that you would be doing that with are at work. Yeah, so you just like, sitting around.
Also, you have to go to sleep early. You have no life like after work.
But you don't go to sleep no earlier, Brittany. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's where you suffer. That's actually where you suffer. Because you don't want to sacrifice your shows or there's certain games you may need to watch.
Right. Like, and, just imagine watching Sunday Coast Night Football.
Ooh.
And then think of Tobin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey. Where did you do that early AM show? That's before we had Twitch, so you had to be on site.
Yeah. Nah, by the time I got on, luckily it was the early days of Twitch. But I do remember one time Tobin giving me a call. I'm like, hey, coming in?
And he said, hey. No, that's not what he says. He goes, hey, buddy, you on your way?
So it's the hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. But yeah, so that was, and so I always thought that was going to be cool and fun or whatever, right? Then the other thing I realized is all work activities you could attend. You couldn't use the excuse that.
Oh, like, I'm working, I can't attend that meeting.
Yeah. When they have a meeting at like 1, you've done at 10, and now, like, what?
Now you gotta hang around.
Yeah.
Hang out with DJ Zog and D2B.
Oh, yeah, they're always there.
Hello, Figgy. Let's start with that real quick before I get too far. For a second, I thought that the microphone, which is positioned to your left arm,
was a tattoo.
I was like, sleeve.
Me too. I thought the same thing.
Really?
I thought the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You're missing the sleeve. Yo, get one of the ones.
You know why? Because the headphones, the mic.
Yep.
It blends in with your shirt, so we can't see that, and it just looks like.
No, it clearly looks. It clearly looks like a microphone. I hate to break it.
Okay. Well, no, she, you know what? I don't.
Speaking of yum yucking,
she was in a mood today. You called it, Leroy. She has been in a mood today.
No one called anything.
I wouldn't mind a sleeve.
She took a dump on that early morning, right? Like, yeah, that was brutal. Jennifer, do you have to do early? Did you ever?
Did I have to do morning show?
Yeah, she was at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Yes, Leroy.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
This is bearded Leroy. He has a difference.
No.
Right. I honestly get worried about how like you measure time. Like,
no,
it scares
it's concerning.
Me. Because you always say, oh, no, Jen, you don't know this about Tobin or whatever. And I'm like, I've been on this show since 2021. I don't know.
Wow.
And also, I did training with your show 2018. Yes. So I was very confused.
When you did the training to use those cameras behind you?
No, that was 2021 or 2022.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there is updates. They're putting in a computer for.
Oh, we got a computer.
That for a year.
Computer. Hey, listen.
I have one right in front of my face that's actually moving as I speak.
That's cool. Hey, you know what? God bless the engineers. They're doing their best, guys. You know what? They're doing their best.
It's kind of creeping me out, actually.
All right.
Really?
It's like following my movement.
My mic starts following me. My camera in there starts following me, and then it just stops.
The camera's actually pointed at me right now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It just stops. Like, it'll just, if it picks up like a fly or something like that, it'll just leave you and go get the fly.
They're taking over, guys. This is the start. You know?
No, I swear the one in front of me is like scanning my face for data.
Like, where is it even?
It's literally like, it's right here. It's
like,
if it's in the dark side of where Tobin would be.
No, we didn't install that one.
Oh, you know, it's blinking, actually.
Oh, it's following, like, my eye movements. It's just slightly moving.
Oh, I see it.
You see it moving? It's really creepy, and I don't like it.
Somewhere on the computer, someone is watching you. I want you to know that.
That is terrifying.
Stop it.
Don't tell me.
That literally fuels my nightmares.
I'm the kind of person that covers my camera light on my laptop.
Oh, like one of these, but like the tape over it or something like that?
Yeah, but I have like a little thing that like you can open and close.
Like a little window.
I get it, you're rich.
What? Sure.
You can buy those on Amazon. Like, what are you even
It'll cost
about?
You max maybe like $3.
No, literally.
I said what I said. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. At a Domino's game, for example, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you can save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. I just want to say you're welcome, everyone. I want to say you're welcome because the Miami Marlins yesterday victorious against the Phillies for one reason and one reason only, because I left the game early. That is right. A sleepy nooner yesterday for your Marlins. First pitch was at 12:10, and I brought my nephew to the game. By the way, not very sleepy of a nooner if there's 16 buses of children at that game.
It was so loud.
It was camp day.
It was so loud.
Oh, my God, it was so loud. Like, every time the meter got on the screen, they took it literal. They're like, this is our job.
Yeah.
It didn't and you know what's crazy? We'd get like a nice strikeout and they'd be like, who cares? That meter was on the screen. Like, yeah, it was crazy.
It was so high pitched. It was coming through the broadcast. Look, and I was like,
yeah,
I usually never get too emotional about sports that I have no control over. And that's because, you know, when you've had an active role in whether you win or lose, that becomes more emotional. So I'm watching the game. Tell me if everybody didn't do this. Well, at least we got 2 out of 3. We haven't won a series against Philly in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? How quick did you say that to yourself? Right?
I'll tell you.
We couldn't expect to sweep the Phillies. They've been our daddy for a long time. And that pitcher's good. And eventually their bats would heat up. Right? I'm like going through all the stuff to make it acceptable and okay. And then the Marlins did what they've been doing all year. Gave me hope. And I'm like,
Yeah, that was it went from nothing. Like I'm there. And, you know, my nephew likes baseball.
Oh, at least I got to watch some baseball.
You know, right? I'm just like, I brought it. And, you know, he's coming from North Carolina. So, you know, I'm just like, at least you got to see a nice stadium. Blocky. Let's get out of here. It's the top of the fifth. We haven't got a hit yet. Not a run. We haven't gotten a hit yet. And then by the time
Want to stay for the no-hitter?
Against us? No, I didn't want to. Plus, you know, with all the kids going crazy, my son was there as well, and he didn't understand what was going on. He just wanted to scream with everyone. So I was like, I got to get out of here.
Oh, you got to get a hot dog and some popcorn and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I got the popcorn. I got the helmet with the ice cream, the Dippin' Dots in the helmet.
I hate Dippin' Dots.
That helmet ice cream is really good.
Oh, my God. The helmet ice cream is the best. Some sprinkles.
I don't know why, but it's really good.
I used to get the at Hard Rock.
Yeah,
they don't do anymore. That big hot cookie and the helmet, the ice cream helmet.
They had some sort of special thing yesterday. It was like a s'more latte. I'll tell you what, I spent more time going up and down buying candy and sweets for them than I did watching the game because it was deplorable. It was bad. And then kids are screaming.
You missed a generational game after
and
that.
And then as I get in the car and I go to, I don't know, I drive in about 20 minutes north. I'm like, let's just pop on the game and see what's going on. And it's like 3-6 or something like
that. Yeah, they had 8 unanswered runs.
Bro, and then when they tied it, I'm like, okay, this is 6-6 going to like top of the 8th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even want to look. It was making me sick to my stomach.
I missed the barn burner.
And then I can't even remember.
We hit the home Griffin Conine.
Yeah, Griffin Conine.
After hitting the single the other day So I'm listening to it and he's like, this is the most improbable victory. If they win this game, this will be the most improbable victory.
And you're in your car on the way home.
I'm driving. My son is in the background going, poo poo, poo poo, poo poo. My nephew's looking at me like I'm
typical.
A like,
you know when I did that? Great. So I think it was the last time Miami played Florida State in the OB. And I had one of my buddies who's a Florida State fan from Ohio. He came down. He lives down here now. And then I went with my brother-in-law, my two brother-in-laws. One's a Miami fan. One's a Florida State fan. So we go in. The game was, you know, besides the excitement or whatever, the game was blah, right? And the Canes, every time they had a chance to do something, they didn't. So I'm like, blocky, let's go, right? The time we get out of the stadium, just to the point where you can't get back in, right? Not we weren't even far enough. We hear this roar from the crowd. We look on our phone, tied the game, right? Now they went into overtime, and we're like in the car, trying to get to the car so we can hear it, right?
Yeah, so you can at least hear what's going on.
Right.
All you hear is people screaming.
Right, and the Canes ended up winning, and we just, like, everybody was quiet.
Yeah, that's that hard part.
Like, yeah, but it didn't look like the Canes had any chance to win that game because every time they had a chance, it like, something would happen.
The Marlins had no hits. Zero hits while I was
there. Now, no runs. Zero hits.
Zero hits. And then I think it was like a quick 1-2-3, and I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. What the hell am I staying here for? I got a 45-minute drive. I got other things to do. And you're welcome. Miami fans, you're welcome for that.
because clearly, the mush left?
The mush left, yeah. Clearly, as soon as I left the building, 8 unanswered runs. When's the last time you seen the Marlins do 8 unanswered runs?
And you know what else? Kids screaming is a different kind of screech. It's not like an adult cheer, right?
Nah.
It all has that like kind of like, almost like concert scream.
100%. Yeah, it was banshee. It was fear. I was fearful as to like what's going on.
A kid's concert scream was scary.
Yeah, let's not to mention, you know, they all hopped up on candy and stuff.
Oh yeah, they had vouchers, little vouchers that got them whatever they wanted. Yeah, I was like, hey kid, come on, let me get that.
Like you trying to bug with it? Some little kid is out there holding up two. I mean, two vouchers.
Two.
I got
like a trench coat with ring pops, and I'm like, come on, kid, let's make a trade. Shh, don't tell your parents. It's a little trade.
The funny thing about ring pops, they're actually disgusting, but kids, it's candy.
Yeah. My son, I don't know why, he likes the idea of just having it, but it's like emotional support ring pop, so he'll like sleep with it. No, he just wears it, and he's like, look at my diamond. I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. It's emotional support, though, I promise. It has like
lint. So he don't even eat it?
No, it's just like dust and like just dirt on it, and he's just like, I'm shining.
There's a fly on it somehow.
Dude, it's just gross. It really is gross. He's had like emotional support chicken nuggets before too. It's just very strange. He'll just hold on.
He
just carries them around, but he don't eat them.
Exactly. Like the last one, I'll be like, look, you got two more, eat it. And he'll eat the other one, and then he'll take this one in his hand. Like, I'm going to eat this so I can reward him with whatever. And then, like, an hour and a half later, I see him, like, taking it with him wherever he goes. Now we're, like, at a supermarket, and he has, like, a nugget in his hand. It's like, what is that? What is going on? I don't know. I got to get that checked out for sure. But we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about the Miami Dolphins, who have kicked off their training camp. We'll hear from a few of the main players and more. Stay tuned to more Tobin and Leroy. Songs like this remind me of like early Madden days. They always had a fire soundtrack. Some of the best alternative rock songs of our days were on those Madden games. Leroy, I actually showed my nephew, speaking of video games and people that were on them, I showed my nephew your highlight tape yesterday, and his response, damn. I was like, yep.
You know what's amazing is that we work in a business where that stuff is kind of exploited. They use it to sell things, they use it to whatever.
Oh yeah.
Half of our sales team wouldn't have no idea how much football I played.
No, really good.
I laugh at it sometimes that their job is to sell, and yet they don't even know who I played for.
You are a golden.
Right? You got jokes.
It's funny. The highlight I saw was against Dallas. I think it was. Yeah. I think it was that Thanksgiving.
I should have got that damn turkey leg.
Should have got that turkey, dude. Should have got that turkey. They robbed you.
Except no. No, they did not.
I mean, he had a couple good catches.
Wait, when you have three catches for three touchdowns and 150 yards.
Yeah, that's rough. Because sometimes you may see a tight end that has like two catches, two touchdowns, because you know, they use him in the red zone.
No.
And he was moving.
Yes. That might be one of the fastest human beings I've ever seen that didn't look like they were running fast.
He got lucky.
No, he didn't. Yeah, that's why he's in the Hall of Fame right now. Got lucky a lot.
Hopefully the Miami Dolphins have some Hall of Famers on their roster currently. As of right now, it seems like they're getting no love. The Miami Dolphins are currently in training camp. And we are going to be hearing from Devon Achan. But I wanted to get your guys' opinion. I started this segment talking about the songs in Madden. But in your opinion, I want to know, do you guys think Devon Achan is a top 10 running back in the NFL? Leroy, since you have the most experience with running back, I'll start with you. Do you think so?
I would say yes, just based on his explosiveness, his ability to beat you in a number of different ways, either catching the ball, running the football. There's only a handful. Look, everybody makes this assumption. You play football, you play a skilled position, you can catch. That is not true.
That is not true.
There are some guys who have caught passes, But everybody on the sideline is doing the sign of the cross when the ball's thrown to him. That's at receiver, that's at running back or whatever. A running back that can catch and get open running routes is a bonus. You only have a handful of guys that could do that. And I would say four or five that are elite to the level of A-Chain.
Okay. So,
yeah. So
you got him almost on the outside of the top five.
Now, keep in mind, like, this list that I'm talking about, I'm not including guys like Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry. Like, I'm talking about guys who are running backs, and that's going to be their bread and butter. Like, you ain't going to look and see how many passes they caught during the year.
Oh, I got you.
I'm talking about Bijan, McCaffrey, Jamar Gibbs, Achane. I might be missing one or two, but that's the list. That's the list that I could take that running back and motion him into the slot, and the defense starts hyperventilating because a linebacker went out there with him. Right?
Now, I mean, there's definitely value in that sense, and I would agree that there's value in that sense. You seem to think highly of him because of that.
Yeah.
Brittany, do you think he's a top 10 running back?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with
absolutely.
You.
Definitively.
Definitively.
Yeah.
I think it's like Leroy said, and he took the words out of my mouth. It's like he can beat you in so many ways, you know, with catching the ball. I mean,
he's fairly durable too. I mean,
yeah. I mean, for the most part, considering the fact that he had no protection and was really just like thrown out there to the wolves, I think he stayed pretty healthy considering.
Yeah. That. Now, the reason why I ask you guys this is because the Madden ratings have come out.
Where is he ranked?
Not even in the top 10.
Wow.
Not even in the top 10.
How about the top 15? Please.
But now, keep in mind, my answer didn't include probably two of the guys who are top five. So
yes,
understand that. Saquon and Derrick Henry.
He's actually ranked number eight.
So with that being said, you have the list I'm taking.
You said he's number eight on your list?
He's number eight in the NFL by ESPN's annual positional pool.
So it seems like everybody's in agreement that he's
But here's how.
Except for Madden.
Madden works a little bit different.
Yeah.
In that.
And I'm looking at
like
this
guy,
is a good
a
list.
A guy who's the last 3 years to score 15 touchdowns.
Okay, but I want
to hear
that might not have the numbers, might be above him. So. You got the list. Give us the list, mm-hmm. and I'll.
All right, let's start with the easy ones. Number one, running back
Bijan.
Jahmyr Gibbs. They got him at 98.
Same. Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs. You know why? You know why Jahmyr Gibbs is above Bijan Robinson?
Fast as hell.
No. Team success. That's it.
That makes sense.
Like when you think about what team is going to have more success and have more opportunities. Jahmyr Gibbs, you know he's going to run the ball because that's what Detroit does, and they're going to pound. So that might be the only reason why.
Now, I'll accept that, though. I'm okay with a lot of these. I'm okay with. Christian McCaffrey is next at 97, which I don't understand how he's still
Bijan is above Bijan. I mean, Chris McCaffrey is above Bijan?
Yeah, because then we have Jonathan Taylor next at 30.
Okay, that's 96. I forgot him. He's another guy that you could kind of put in that class of catches the ball a lot, runs the ball. So
I still don't know who's the quarterback in Indy. Huh? Does anyone know the quarterback in Indy right now?
Daniel Jones.
He's recovered. He'll be ready.
I'm pretty
for,
sure.
Yeah, they said he'll be back. Yeah, from that Achilles. He did an Achilles and a broken something.
Ugh.
Yeah, he was all screwed up, but he should be back.
This one's a little interesting. I mean, I think he's a good running back, but I think they have him a little high as the fifth place right here. James Cook, they have him at 94.
Again, here's how it goes.
Yeah.
It goes, look how good your team is.
Yeah.
Look at what's going to be asked of you and your ability to be successful in that, you know.
Yeah.
So, I personally... He's an excellent back. I don't know if I would put him above a lot of the guys that you're going to mention.
Yeah, I mean, they have right after him, they have Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley.
Right. Like, so, but notice, those are the two guys that a majority of what they do is run the football. All those other guys you're talking about are multifaceted running backs. So that's, you know what I mean? As far as even if you go to fantasy points and stuff like that, they might be graded higher. I think the number one in fantasy is either Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan. It's one of those two because of the different ways they can score points. So
now, so far, all these names that I mentioned seem like reasonable names. This is where I kind of have discrepancies where I think Devon Achane is a better running back than some of these names.
I would have put him ahead of Cook.
Me too.
But keep in mind, it also might have to do with they look at, like, how many points did he score? How many touchdowns did he have the year before? So it could be a lot of that too.
They got, rounding out the top 10, Josh Jacobs at 91 overall. Kenneth Walker the third at 90 overall.
Kenneth Walker is another guy that I put those two guys in the same breath with, like, Saquon and, you know what I mean, with Saquon and Derrick Henry. They're going to be predominantly
running. Predominantly running, yeah. And then this last one here, Kyren Williams.
Oh, yeah. With the Rams.
Yeah, they have.
Now, keep in mind, the thing that I told you beforehand is staying true to all these. Why are the best running backs all coming from the best teams, the teams that they think are going to have success? And Achane is loud because maybe what they think, it's going to be hard to be on top of that list and be 3-14. And that's that maybe they think of it that way.
That list there ends at 89, and Devon Achane comes in at an 87 overall, which ESPN, everyone here, if you've seen Devon Achane, we're talking about he's potentially one of the top 5 backs, top 10 backs, and they got him in somewhere around 13, 14. And I think you're right. I think team success weighs into it. But Devon Achane actually had a chance to defend himself as he spoke about being in conversation for one of the best running backs in the league and what that means to him.
You got the only opinion. I mean, as long as I'm in the conversation, you know, I'm cool with everybody's opinion. Everybody, you know, got different skill sets. Somebody might like, you know, a big heavier back. Somebody might like, you know, a back like myself. But, you know, as long as I'm in the conversation, I'm cool.
That's right. It.
Being mature about it.
But think about, like, I would say when you look at running backs, it's probably 64 to 70 deep. Most teams have two running backs, right? Most teams have a third down back. So just say 64 to 70. He's, you know, 11th, right? So it's not like they're dismissing him. Are there a couple of guys that I would definitely put him above? I think his skill set, I might put him above Cooks. I might put him above
Walker, potentially.
Walker is a predominantly runner, and here's the deal.
I put him over Kyren.
Think about this. Kyren's just on a really good team. He's going to have a lot of success because he's on a really good team.
I don't even know what the hell he's doing.
And here's the other thing.
I haven't heard his name in a
while. Here's the other thing. I benefited from this when I played. Right? Are you going to worry about a chunky running back? Or are you going to worry about Randy Moss and Chris Carter? So a lot of times when I went into the game, it was nickel and dime, which meant that I had a whole bunch of little guys on the field. Like, these things matter, right? It's not just a matter of you going out there. Like, there's a lot of times I went out there in short yardage and it looked like it was a skeleton out there because they trying to guard Chris Carter and Randy Moss and Jake Reed, right? So I benefited from that. So everybody took me on fantasy because guess what? Score a lot of touchdowns, right? So I don't know how much of that plays into it, but Kyren's going to play for what is considered the Super Bowl favorite. So in order for them to be the Super Bowl favorite, who's going to have the success, right? I would venture on the guess that if you go to Puka Nacua, he's going to be ranked high too. Why? He's on the best team. That's always going to play a role into it. Whereas you go to a receiver that has a quarterback that ain't never thrown for 3,000 yards, I don't care how good the receiver is, he ain't going to be high on the list.
We will hear more from Dolphins training camp later on in the show. We got Marlon Wayans who will be joining us next hour. We will determine what gives us goosies, and we're coming back with a rousing rendition of What the Kids Say. I've spent 2 weeks with my 17-year-old niece and my 17-year-old nephew, and I have learned a lot of things that I need to share to people. So stick around. We have a very, very action-packed show. More Tobin and Leroy when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Who's that? Who's that creeping behind you? Is that Len? Get out of here, Len. I see you. I see you, Len. Yeah. I hope you heard that.
Does he know some radio work? Yeah, red light.
Listen,
I'm just getting acquainted here, and he's like, the light wasn't on. I'm like, yeah, because we just got off.
We just got back here.
We just got back.
Len is in senioritis. He has senioritis mode right now. He's 1 foot. You know, he's just like, whatever. He's just kind of
Adam Sandler.
Love that guy.
He dressed like Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's a hooper. Maybe Len's a secret hooper. Is that what you're suggesting?
Team Lava.
Team Lava. We need another recruit. Yeah, that's it. Now he's retired.
I can see him right now. I don't know, guys. Do we have a water break in this thing?
We have. I need a hydration.
Stay hydrated. Got to stay hydrated, champ.
Also, Brittany, I love the song that you played again coming in, but you have no idea about that song. I know you don't know about the song. I think you played it before, and I'm like, what do you know about this song, Brittany? And you're like, no idea.
I can't hear the song. So
it was Still Tipping. I think that's like Slim Thug.
Sometimes like I just
Mike Jones.
Yeah, it's Mike Jones. Sometimes I just put songs in there just because.
You go, girl. You don't discriminate.
I don't. You know, very well rounded.
Yeah, I appreciate your music selection. Time now for a quick day today where we go around and determine if you guys are aware of various celebrity birthdays and who we should wish a happy birthday to. Let's start with this guy from one of the movies that the actor Marlon Wayans will be joining us at 11:30. The White Chicks had this gentleman in. He was also in Everybody Hates Chris. He was also in Longest Yard.
Oh, I know who it is. Move. Yeah. Don't forget. Yeah. Longest Yard. Cruz. Was he Mr. Cheeseburger? Cheeseburger.
Yeah, it was Cheeseburger Eddie or something like that.
Yeah.
It ain't easy being cheesy. He turns 58 years old today.
Same age.
Anybody watch The Odyssey here? Anybody watch The Odyssey by any chance?
No, not yet. I really want to, though. Did you?
I want to. I did not. I really want to. I love Chris Nolan. He's my favorite director.
Let's go see it in 4DX.
You know what's crazy?
I would pay so much money.
Yes. He don't make no short movies either.
No, he don't. No, he don't.
There's certain people that when you go to see one of their movies, you know, like, it's going to be a long movie. Like, I remember going to see Pulp Fiction. I'm like, how long could it be?
Oh, yeah, Tarantino?
Yeah, Plus, then remember he started doing double features and all kind of crazy stuff.
I do remember that. Terry Crews turned 58. Chris Nolan, reason I brought him up, birthday today, turned 56.
I thought he was older.
Me too.
I know he looks older.
He does.
We've just been around for so long.
Yeah,
right. It's very few directors that you hear the name, you go, oh, I know who that is.
There's so many directors. Leroy, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, there's a lot, but no, how many, like when you hear their name, you go, oh, he's a director. I know who that
James
is.
James Cameron.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino.
No, Brittany.
Martin Scorsese.
But I'm saying these are all the names we know. Like, yeah, there's, you know, how many movies come out every week?
Don't entertain her, Leroy. She is just in a mood today. I'm just going to accuse her of the whole show.
You guys love to do that.
We'll find you after the show.
We will.
No, I'll be at the Bright Line.
All we know.
Let's see.
All we know where you're going to be.
What about Phoebe? You guys remember Phoebe from Friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow. How old do you think she turned today?
62.
Oh, my God.
63.
Wait, really? She's that old?
Yeah. Apologize, Brittany.
Apologize.
Why are you guys jumping on Brittany?
Jesus.
Because she... Wait, she jumped was on me first.
I was just shocked by your... Like, I'm genuinely shocked that she's that age.
Yeah, no. But you jumped at me. And
I said,
like,
oh, my God. All I said was, oh, my God.
No, she,
I'm assuming she said, oh,
breath,
my God, because
said,
she looked already.
She said, stupid Leroy. I heard her say that.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to stay silent
Kate
for the
Bush.
Rest of the
Kate
show.
Kate Bush turned 68. Remember that? Running up that hill.
Yes, thank
that
you
was
so
popular.
Much for that.
Thanks to Stranger Things. She turned 68 today. VJ Edgecombe, the new...
Is he 26?
21.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's who LeBron chose,
there,
huh?
Right.
Hillary Swank. You guys know how old Hillary Swank turns today?
I don't even
know
something.
She's got to be 50-something. Right.
54.
Yeah. Oh.
But you know what's crazy? Like, her body transformation for Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, like, a terrible, sad movie. Holy smokes.
But a good one.
I mean, what do they like? Why, when you watch movies, they do stuff that would never happen in a real boxing match?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, got to add that little.
Like, people are getting messed up just with regular boxing.
Yeah. Vivica A. Fox turned 62 today. Lawrence Fishburne turned 65 today.
Yeah, I knew he was up there.
Yeah, he's up there for sure. And then probably the
Wait,
most
you know
famous
who he
name.
Was? You know the tall black chick in Suits? I think she might be Latino, not black. In Suits.
Suits is not the one with Meghan Markle, right? Oh, okay.
The OG, but you know the other tall, the other tall lady that was in
she
it.
Like
she's
a
Latino or black. That was his wife. He was married to her.
Oh, okay. Mr. Fishburne.
Gina Torres? Yeah.
Huh?
Gina Torres. That sounds about right.
Is it Gina Torres?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what her name is.
That sounds right.
She's 5'10".
Yeah, no,
ooh,
she's tall.
Yeah, it has to be her.
She was married to Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes, she Fishburne. Was. Yeah.
The most famous name today for sure. Happy birthday. 79th birthday.
And by
the
way,
Arnold.
She is Afro-Cuban.
Oh, so he was right.
So I was right twice.
Twice. Hey, you were tripping. Really,
no one is saying right you're twice. Not.
No, literally. Like, why are you so defensive?
You're so defensive.
I'm not defensive. I'm not being defensive.
Oh,
I'm
yes,
really
you
not.
Are.
I'm really not. When
it's
I said,
the hair, guys.
I think
the
she's,
hair.
I think she's either black or Latino, and you go, she's both. I was like, oh, okay. So I was right. Either way.
All right, before we go to break, this weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Beat the storm. Schedule your roof and window estimate for free today by calling 954-968-8155. I did it before 11 a.m. That counts as the first hour. Leroy, what's the weather look like?
It's a little breezy, 10 to 15 mile an hour winds. Winds are coming out of the, I'm going to still say west, but I don't see any clouds above me. And at about 2 or 3 o'clock for the last 3 or 4 days, it has been pouring.
Would it help if
so
I told
everybody
you
be
there's
careful
a plane
out
going
there.
West? And,
oh, plane going west. What does that mean?
That the winds are coming out of, if the plane's headed west, the winds are coming out of the west.
Is it Spirit Airlines? Could be a ghost.
No.
Watch out for those ghost planes.
So, everybody be careful. You know it's coming. Like, the last couple of days during the show, it's poured, right?
Horrible.
Like, after right after noon, and it's rained pretty hard here in the evenings. So, be careful out there. Temperature is probably, 86, 87 degrees?
It is currently 89 degrees.
Damn. Not even 12 o'clock.
Not even 12 o'clock.
Does this surprise you?
No, it doesn't. But super. I haven't been outside.
Why are people judging my TV? I understand it's small. You know, it's not meant. It's more like another
your forehead
screen.
Forehead is the size of the TV.
Yeah, I saw what he said, Vic. Thanks,
dude. I
no, don't judge.
Dude, I'm really not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's like, how close you got to get that to see it?
It's like another screen. You know, there's a desk here. There's, you know, there's a method to, you know, forget you guys. All right.
Why is it so high?
Right. Like, you ain't that tall.
A lot of problems. A lot of problems.
He's tall.
I bet you when you say
like, why?
When you put it up, I'm going to tell you what happened. So he saw the desk. He started putting the TV up. He didn't want to put it too low.
You know what? You know what? There's probably a method to the madness because he has children. Well, he's a child. Children. Sorry. He has a child. Just one.
I am one of children.
You're right. There's two in that house. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably starts climbing, and then you know, you don't want him.
That's
to,
right.
Yeah.
See, Figgy, you know, I got Spider-Man here protecting the TV, of course. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, and basically, from what I hear, all you need to do is put a chicken nugget on the table.
he won't leave it alone. We're gonna take a break. Come back for the second hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show.